How did we end up here? This place is horrible. Smells like balls. We had it all. You were a movie star, remember?
Who was this guy?
He used to be Birdman.
I like that poster.
You wrote this adaptation?
I did, yeah.
And you're directing and starring in your adaptation. That's ambitious.
Are you afraid people will say you're doing this play to battle the impression that you're a washed-up comic strip character?
Absolutely not. That's why 20 years ago...
Some audio there from the trailer for the film Birdman, which was the big winner at the Oscars in LA yesterday. A good film, I reckon. It won the awards for Best Picture and Best Director. Let's see what RN's film critic Jason DeRosso has to say. Good morning.
Good morning.
Was this the right choice?
I think it was a predictable choice in many ways, though of course people were picking Boyhood as well. Boyhood and Birdman seem to have been the two front runners for most of the awards, and yet Boyhood, and this is really the surprise of this Oscars, walked away with, you know, only one statue, and that was for Best Supporting Actress for Patricia Arquette. Birdman, however, was predicted to certainly get a decent share of awards. People, I guess, were thinking that the Academy would split between Best Picture and Best Director and kind of share the love between Birdman and Boyhood, but it wasn't to be.
Am I detecting regret in your voice?
A little bit. I would have preferred Boyhood to perhaps get, well, to get up there for Best Picture, because it would have meant that, we would have seen some recognition of Richard Linklater's quite outstanding achievement, I think, making this film over 12 years, shooting it for a couple of weeks a year for 12 years, and coming up with a film in which we see actors age before our eyes on the big screen within, a 2.5 hour period. But Birdman is, I think, a predictable choice in that it's this film about movies. It's in some ways... Obviously, it's quite remarkable as a feat of movie making. It won the Best Cinematography Award. It's a film that doesn't seem to have cuts, though time sort of fast forwards and slows down and does all sorts of weird things. But it's essentially a bit like Hitchcock's Rope. It looks like one long shot. So it's quite a feat. There's a great performance from Michael Keaton in the lead role, for which he didn't win an Oscar. I was surprised.
I was surprised by that. I thought he was going to, because performance. Who play sort of people who are on the edge of madness often do quite well.
I thought he was pretty good in it, don't you? And I think that, he was my pick to win the Best Actor, in fact. And so I think it was a little bit of a pity he didn't. He was also my sort of sentimental favourite. But it's interesting, Birdman is the second lowest grossing Best Picture winner in the past 40 years. And it's really been an Oscars this year that was all about smaller films and independents. American Sniper was the big box office winner out of these films this year, out of the sort of main contenders this year. But it hardly walked away with anything this year. And so it was an Oscars that was marked by a bunch of films that most people, well, a lot of people hadn't really seen, and only a sort of small amount or relatively small amount of the film-going audience had bothered to turn up to pay and see, which is quite interesting, I think.
Jason, let's talk about the award-winning ceremony itself. There were lots of very strong speeches about all kinds of things. Here's a taste.
Call your mom, call your dad. If you're lucky enough to have a parent or two alive on this planet, call them. Don't text, don't email. Call them on the phone. Tell them you love them and thank them and listen to them for as long as they want to talk to you. Thank you.
It's our time to have wage equality once and for all and equal rights for women in the United States of America.
The subject of Citizen 4, Edward Snowden, could not be here tonight for some treason.
Right? Nina Simone said... It's an artist's duty to reflect the times in which we live. We wrote this song for a film that was based on events that were 50 years ago, but we say that Selma is now because the struggle for justice is right now.
Wow, it's very 1968. did the tone surprise you?
The tone, in some ways didn't surprise me, because I think that in the lead up to the Oscars, people were talking about how it was the whitest Oscars for a long time. It was the most male skewed Oscars for a long time. So right from the very beginning, you saw them name checking or indeed including on the stage in terms of people giving out awards and so forth, African-Americans. I mean, from the very beginning, you almost felt like, and in fact from, you know, Neil Patrick Harris's first gag about being a film full of the, what was it, the best and whitest. It was like this sort of Freudian slip, deliberate Freudian slip. The Oscars ceremony was all about referencing this perception that it was very white and very male. And then I think you get people like Patricia Arquette talking about how, you know, talking about, equal wage justice for women. And, of course, you have that great Best Original Song winner, the Glory from Selma, being a moment that sort of brought tears to people's eyes, because Selma, of course, was a film that many perceived had been snubbed in terms of the amount of nominations it received. It only won that particular Oscar, and yet it was clearly one of the most, I mean, the performance of that song was clearly one of the most electrifying performances of the night, because I think it was a moment representing a film that really touched a debate that's happening right now in America, and that's the post-Ferguson racial debate. And so in a way, the ceremony tried its best to kind of tap into the debates happening in the country at the moment, where the nominations actually didn't, if you know what I mean. So, you know, in the absence of Selma actually being recognised through, you know, more nominations, I think you had this fantastic performance and this kind of great outpouring of emotion that sort of went some way, I suppose, to balancing the ledger. Because, as I say, it was in the approach to this year's Oscars, there was a lot of criticism about how it was so male skewed. It apparently is the most male and most and the whitest sort of Oscars in several years. So,
well, yeah. When I saw that Birdman had won all the awards, I thought, "Wow, it was a very blokey film." I mean, I went on my own.
It was a really blokey film. My problem with it, in a way, even though, I mean, the cinematography is wonderful and I think that main performance is wonderful, I found it rather self indulgent. I have to say.
Yeah. I enjoyed
what
it.
What did you think?
Well, I can't tell you because we've got to stop. Jason, thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Jason DeRosso with his take on the 87th Annual Academy Awards in Los Angeles.